really brutalizing. Did you really? Wait. I am not responsible. Nobody can say to me, Greece, you didn't try in that relationship with Estelle. Nobody can say to me, Greece, oh, why didn't you give it your best? I gave it my best shot. You know, when Estelle and I were on the rocks, I thought that maybe, just maybe, I could save that marriage with sensuality. Because you can't fight when you love it. Estelle and I were lying there, anticipating a zesty session. Sometimes for foreplay, we just stare at each other. She said to me, you know, confess to me. You were in the service. You spent time in Okinawa. What's the most sensual thing you've ever heard of? I said, well, the most sensual thing that these Okinawan women will do, when their men are long gone, they'll get a baby gerbil and they'll put it in a tobacco pouch. And they'll put that pouch where the air is rare. They put a little pepper in the pouch. And once that gerbil gets a snoot full of pepper, he starts running around like mad, and they say it is the most sensual feeling you've ever felt. And Estelle said, wow! You think we dare do that with art? I said, I don't know. Estelle, you up for it? I'd love to watch something like that. She said, get the gerbil! Sure enough, I went and I got that little baby gerbil that we just got. Put him in a tobacco pouch with a couple of shakes of the pepper. I said, all right, lie back, Estelle. And I inserted that tobacco pouch. That gerbil started running around in the pouch. Estelle was lying there just going, oh, 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 oh. She was actually convulsing with joy. And I was just watching, smoking a Camel. Sweat broke out all over her. Finally, she shuddered. She said, my God, magnifique, 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 magnifique. Okay, darling, that'll be sufficient. And imagine my shock and horror when I grabbed the tobacco pouch, withdrew that thing, and there was a little hole in the end of it. Apparently, the gerbil, in his frenzy with that snoot full of pepper, chewed his way out of the tobacco pouch and disappeared for parts unknown. She said, my God! I said, oh, no! She said, can you see him? I said, I can't see him. I can't feel him either. My God, my God, my God! I said, well, I better get you to the emergency room. She said, what are you crazy? We're going to go to the emergency room and tell him a story like this. I'll be the laughing stock of the town. They'll be talking about me for months and years to come. I'll be in a textbook. I'll make the national news with a story. A woman loses gerbil in the most unsafe place. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine it? No, you have to think of something. So I ran to the kitchen and I got the tongs. And I thought, oh, I'm sure he can sidestep these things, baby. I'll never get him with the tongs. She said, well, you think of something. This whole cockamamie scheme was your idea. So sure enough, I said, I got an inspiration. Estelle, I will be right back. Don't move. Don't move. Just lie there. So I went running outside and I came running back in the room and Estelle took one look at me and said, because she saw me standing there with the cat. 101, the Greece man here with the Friday night.